Our coverage of the 2025 state wrestling meet continues here from Coralville, here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, after a tough day. Overall, a couple of wins for both Elizabeth Thomas and Isabella Smith, but couldn't get the two they needed to move on to Friday. It's a really tough bracket, especially in Class 2A. You knew that coming in, and the girls fought hard in all three of their matches. Your thoughts about how they performed and how they carried themselves in a really difficult field here at state?
Yeah, I'd say tough day if you're looking at record-wise, but if you look at how they met our expectations, I thought it was a great day. They wrestled hard. Of course, you're going to have down moments after a loss down here, but they were good to turn around and get back to positive, which is an impressive thing in itself. And yeah, to have both of them go down fighting and be so close in some different situations and both finish top 12, that's a feat that we're really proud of.
And Isabella starts with a win over a girl she had to wrestle a week ago to get to state, and this time was able to close the door a little bit quicker. What was her mentality, you know, being able to face that same girl twice? I know you guys talk a lot about just wrestling who's in front of you, but there's probably a little bit of that mental piece of, hey, I had to beat this girl to get here. Now I've got to beat her again, and she did so a little more convincingly this time, especially in that second period.
Yeah, I think it went from not as much had to beat this girl, it's we did beat this girl, and we thought that in that first match, Isabella did a really good job of just keeping the pedal to the metal, and we thought we kind of had the leg up mentally coming into that one after she won how she did. So I think that helped get Isabella in a good mindset off the bat on that one. So she came in feeling good. In that first period, the other girl got a couple takedowns. She's really good on her feet there, and then once Isabella got on top, we were pretty confident.
And then Elizabeth has to bounce back. Had a tough one to start, and then she's able to turn right around and really kind of had a little bit early there where she got down and was taken down, but was able to reverse it quickly and get a pinfall. Just kind of shows her gumption and her toughness. Her back was against the wall, right? Her season was going to be over, and she turned it over quickly to give herself one more match.
Yeah, that's kind of been her MO, though, right? Like, she gets taken down, and then she gets reversal, turns them over, puts them to their back. So with Elizabeth, we know she's never out of a match because of how explosive she is and how she does a good job of continuing moving. That first match, we saw the record, coaches saw the record and knew it's probably going to be a tough girl. You're just never sure from the northwest part of the state who all they've seen and everything, but proved that record was well-earned, well-deserved, and I haven't followed up. She's probably having a really good tournament now, I would imagine. And then that second match to get down early and then come back and get the job done is just classic Elizabeth and great for her to get a win down here.
Here with Pella Girls Head Wrestling Coach Adam Hale, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we recap day one of the 2025 State Wrestling Tournament here in Coralville. Both of them run into tough consolation rounds. Anytime you get into consolation, it's kind of wild, wild west, right? You get some girls who may have been upset, whatever the case may have been, and both of them had some good flashes there in both of their final matches. Isabella got up early 7-2. Elizabeth was able at one point to nearly get a pinfall there in that second period. Your thoughts about how the girls battled? Obviously, always disappointing to have a season end, but they fought really hard at the end.
Yeah, they don't call it blood round for no reason, right? It's a tough, gritty round when you get to that round of 12. And like I said earlier, I'm just really proud of how hard they competed. Isabella did a good job of just constantly moving and just this close a couple different times to being right there with that one. Just a couple small steps, and I think things look differently as we kind of glance ahead now to next year. But if you look where she was last year, where she was 2 years ago especially, just how much growth she has and how she's just completely flipped who she is as a wrestler and a competitor and a leader and all those things. She's just continued to grow all the way around. Elizabeth about had the girl on her back there. I thought she was going to stick her at one point with her little tilt or her stack there. Just about had it, wasn't quite there. But again, just great job wrestling all the way through. She showed some really impressive fight in the first match and that third match again to get off of her back to stay alive and give herself another chance. So again, same thing with her leadership, toughness, everything. She's got the full package on that. We're just really proud of her, really proud of both girls.
And hey, they had a lot of their teammates here, and I know that's whenever you're trying to build a program and culture, obviously we talk a lot about the girls who were on the mat and who were competing here today, but Adam, nearly the entire team was able to be here for their teammates. They were shouting loud. Bree had green paint on her face. She was obviously very recognizable. It's clear that there was a really strong team that you built this year, and I know that's so critical. Obviously, we talk about individual success here today, but it took a whole team to get to this point, and they got to celebrate with their teammates as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important part of our season, right? The wins are good. state qualifying is good, getting wins at state is good, but when you look at the bond that the girls have created, and that's credit to our captains, they've done a really, really good job of pulling everybody in and making everybody feel included. That's credit to people like Bree, who bring the energy all the time, win, lose, draw, whatever. She's always wrestling hard, she's always cheering hard, and yeah, we walked down to the hotel this morning and saw all the girls with face paint on, and we knew the support was going to be there, and we saw them all getting hustling down to get front row as much as they could, and that's just awesome to see that support and see those bonds grow.
And Elizabeth was the first with J.C. Olson, first Pelo wrestler a couple years ago, was in the Coaches Association wrestling with the boys team, and she leaves the program with a really, really exciting future. So many girls who came out around her, a real trailblazer in this sport, right? Yeah. One of the first ever Iowa girls wrestlers, and she gets a chance to end her career here at the Iowa State Tournament. Real great, probably moment on top of a great career.
Yeah, really great bookends for her career. To essentially start the program here, her and J.C., being able to do that with Coach Bushka down here. I remember when I was coaching at Newton, seeing them compete, and then when I got the coaching job here in Pella, I was excited because I was like, oh, I've seen those two compete. I know how they can compete, and then you get to know their leadership qualities too, and just we owe so much to J.C. and Elizabeth for what they started, and then how Elizabeth has just poured into everything the last few years with her leadership, and she's battled through so much injury and other things as well to be here, and just to, she's gritty on the mat, she's gritty off the mat, and just always positive. So it's a perfect example of somebody we want as one of our team leaders.
Pella wrestling coach Adam Hale here at the Girls State Wrestling Tournament. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time. All the emails you send at night. It was fun to get to see the girls at home during that stretch where you had that. Congratulations on a fantastic season, and look forward to being back in Coralville next year, hopefully. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. Go Dutch.